Leila Bialy is a naturally bubbly entertainer. Today more so than ever as she discusses her latest tribute project, Joni Mitchell and the Canadian Songbook Reimagined. The multi-award-winning jazz vocalist, pianist, songwriter and CBC national radio host is pumped about her Arden Theatre debut on Saturday, February 1st. I've played in Edmonton, Sherwood Park, Banff, and Calgary. But I've never been to the Arden, and I'm really excited about our concert, said Bialy. She has written fresh arrangements of cover songs by Leonard Cohen, K.D. Lang, Sarah McLachlan, Bruce Coburn and Neil Young to name a few. But the beating heart of the show is music from Joni Mitchell, a 9-time Grammy Award recipient. I love Joni's storytelling through her art, through her beautiful poetry and through her beautiful paintings. I find her compelling. She's extremely specific in her music yet very universal, and we can make her songs our own. That's why they are universally loved, said Bialy. As a college student studying jazz music, Bialy was first introduced to the Saskatchewan Legends music and was pleasantly surprised to learn she partnered with jazz greats Herbie Hancock, Jaco Pastorius and Charles Mingus. It was strictly admiration from afar until 2007 when CBC Records approached Bialy to develop a reimagined Canadian songbook with a jazz ensemble. Mitchell's songs popped up. So did Jane Sibbery and Ron Sexsmith. The list kept getting bigger and bigger. It helped establish a middle ground and put a friendly face on jazz. It put jazz in the greater mainstream, Bialy said. A greater urgency arose in March 2015 when Mitchell was found unconscious and unresponsive in her home suffering from a ruptured brain aneurysm. It left her unable to speak, walk or play the guitar and the singer's recovery was hard going. At the time CBC approached me to do a tribute Joni Mitchell concert due to the uncertainty of her health. That was a huge moment. Mitchell, who contracted polio at the age of 9, also suffers from Morgellons disease, a controversial disorder where patients report crawling or stinging under the skin. For me, it's not just about Joni as a musician, a painter or a fashion icon back in her day. It's her as a person and what she overcame. That adds so much more depth to her music as a global icon. Bialy feels a personal connection to the recording artists on the program and admires their individuality, style and storytelling. To keep the evening lively, she weaves intimate anecdotes, narratives and jokes between numbers. I'm going to present the histories of different songs and present them in a new light. I have loved doing research and digging into the stories about composers. It's so important to provide context. Bialy will be backed by George Collar, upright bass, Mark DeJong, saxophone, and Ben Whitman, drums, her husband and trusted musical partner. Joni Mitchell and the Canadian Songbook Reimagined is on Saturday, February 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the Arden Theatre. Tickets are $47.50. Visit tickets.stalbert.ca or call 780-459-1542.